You are listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Francis Campbell, who's Vice-Chancellor at St Mary's University in London. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Justin. Over recent days, we have witnessed some of the most intricate diplomacy. The announcement that Iran had met its initial obligations under the nuclear agreement signed last July is a triumph. It's all a far cry from the usual blows traded between Iran and the United States. Neither side mentioned the axis of evil or the big Satan over recent days. Under the nuclear deal, Iran agreed to dismantle substantial elements of its nuclear program, and in the final days of 2015, it shipped 98% of its enriched uranium to Russia. And just last week, it deactivated the hard water reactor at Arak. In return, the international community will lift most of the economic sanctions imposed on Iran. But even the most carefully planned diplomacy must deal with the unexpected. Iran's detention of the US sailors could have caused difficulties, but their subsequent release and the public gratitude from the United States pointed to changed times. Then the exchange of prisoners between the United States and Iran occurred. One by one, stumbling blocks were removed. Most will ask why an agreement has come now and how. It is part of the subtle interplay between diplomacy, defence and development, which underpins international policy. But diplomacy is the key part. US Secretary of State John Kerry said, "We are really reminded once again this evening of diplomacy's power to tackle significant challenges." Ultimately, diplomacy relies on people, and the election in Iran of President Rouhani was a critical element. He welcomed the lifting of the sanctions by saying it was a glorious victory and thanked God for the blessing. Diplomacy takes at least two sides to be engaged and involved. It asks for trust, which can be tough when hearts have been hardened over years of mistrust and misperception. Ultimately, it involves taking a risk and leaving oneself or others exposed to ridicule or embarrassment, most probably at home, if it doesn't work. It's a high risk with a high probability of getting stung along the way. All too often, diplomacy's failures are remembered as weaknesses, when in actual fact, they are most likely strengths. Faith can provide that strength for many, because it often asks us to do the most difficult human things. To be humble when the ego demands arrogance. To be vulnerable when others call for strength. To trust when we fear. To believe that the other can change, even when that might seem impossible. Diplomacy, like faith, believes in that possibility, not as a naive view of human nature, but as an accurate read of humanity, its strengths and weaknesses.
And that was Thought for the Day with Francis Campbell, Vice-Chancellor of St Mary's University in London.